Paul Nolte. Paul, good morning. The stock market seems to have weathered recent storms, so the question is the ride over?
Let's check out at the weather forecast this morning. It's clear skies and sunny, and with the momentum that we've built in the market over the last 2 months, we had the quickest recovery from a 15% decline to new all-time highs. It's the third time it's ever done that in the history of the market. So it is very unusual. We are back to valuations being very expensive, which is how we came into the year. We expected volatility, and we've certainly got it. So it'll be an earnings story, I think, the rest of the year to see if the earnings do come in to support these prices today.
The inflation number, it's trending near the Federal Reserve's target, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting down to that 2% level. If you look at core and you look at some of the other measures, they've kind of flattened out. But certainly the trajectory is toward that 2% level. And that's giving a lot of investors the idea that the Fed can cut rates. A couple of the Fed governors said, yeah, we might be able to cut in July, and others are saying maybe one or two more cuts this year. So there is room for that yet.
Has the recovery been led by technology? Is that it?
That's the story. It's tech every time, everywhere. So coming out of COVID, it was technology. Coming out of 2022, it was technology. Coming out of the tariff wars, it's technology. And that seems to be what investors are doing is, as the markets decline a little bit, they rotate into what we would call the high beta or the high momentum type stocks that tend to recover very, very quickly. And that's what we've seen this time around.
Can tariffs derail all of this positivity that we're talking about this morning?
If you can tell me what the tariffs look like, then I can tell you whether they're going to derail it or not.
I don't think the president even knows the answer to that.
Well, that's the issue. We really don't know what this is going to look like. Certainly the Federal Reserve is saying, you know, hey, tariffs are going to be inflationary. A lot of economists are saying that. Haven't seen it yet in the data. And we don't know what the final tariff levels are for the various countries. So it's very much up in the air still. But I think investors are looking through all of that and say, yeah, we're going to be fine.
How do you read this information on credit cards? The balances are dropping.
Mm-hmm.
And the usage is down. So
yeah.
What do you draw from that?
Well, the spending is down a little bit, and we're seeing it in some of the retail sales. We're also seeing delinquencies going up. So that's the flip side of that, is that, you know, the consumer is struggling to pay off their credit card bills, and they are using credit card less, which means they're not spending as much. It hasn't entirely shown up in the retail sales numbers. There's a little bit of a lag between the two. That's one of the things we're keeping an eye on, because if the consumer does indeed slow down for more than a couple months, that could spell trouble for the U.S. economy.
What are the employment numbers telling us?
Employment's still good. We get a whole mess of numbers on Thursday. We'll get the unemployment rate on Thursday. We get the usual weekly jobless claims numbers. As long as we're in the 115, 110 to 130 range, that should leave the unemployment number about where it is, and that's kind of the replacement value. Anything below 100, I think that opens the door for a Fed to cut rates. Anything above that, I think the Fed stays on the sidelines.
You mentioned in your newsletter that one report that usually gets bypassed but will be in focus this week is the trade deficit. Talk about that.
Yeah. Welcome to tariffs. We saw a bunch of buying ahead of the tariffs in March and even into April. And then we saw very little buying that went on after that, because, of course, I filled up my warehouses and everything else mm-hmm. early on, so I didn't need to buy it later. So those numbers have swung greatly over the last couple months. So I think this may be a little bit more of a normal month. Historically, we run a fairly large trade deficit, not a surprise, and that's what Trump is trying to address. So we'll have to see what those numbers look like. And there may be a fair amount of political rhetoric around those releases. And it's part of the reason why it's a little bit more in focus than it normally is.
How do you think energy prices are going to affect all of us? The electric bill is going to be, we don't want to look at it. It's been very hot across the country. Of course, this is travel season now,
yeah.
And you have to watch gas prices. What are you forecasting?
Gas prices have been down, surprisingly enough, with as much as OPEC has been, saying, hey, we got to get the price of oil higher. It's been coming down. This is typical. We normally see energy prices bottom out October, November. So the trend for energy prices historically peaks out March, April, and then declines through the summer months, which is unusual. It intuitively doesn't make sense, but that's actually what does happen, is that we tend to bottom out then around Thanksgiving, October Thanksgiving.
Because now we've got that added tax now, don't we?
Welcome to July. Yes, we now in the state of Illinois have a little higher tax, so we'll see prices at the pump go up, and it's all due to tax.
Chicago's price is $3.84, down 52 cents from a year ago. So it's not deterring people from taking a trip.
No, absolutely not. And certainly, once you get out of the state of Illinois, you'll see prices drop a fair amount for oil. So it's for gasoline. It's not. It's certainly not enough to get you to stop traveling.
What are you watching for right now? The employment report.
The employment report's going to be a big one. There's a couple parts of it that we're going to be focused on. One is wage growth. Wage growth has been running at close to 4%. That normally would mean a good thing for spending. If I've got more money in my pocket, I'm going to be spending it. We're also going to be looking at, again, the total number of people that are employed. If that's much below 110,000, we're going to be pretty concerned about maybe the future of the markets, as well as the future of the economy. It will lend more credence to a potential Fed rate cut.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvest, may your 4th not be a dud. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.